我们显现。
Lord, may you reveal yourself to us this morning.
求你夺我们的心归给你。
So that our heart will be unto you.
求你先走在我们的中间，向我们说话。
Walk among us and talk to us.
但愿我们的耳朵能够被打开，听见你爱我们的声音。
May our ears can be opened that we'll hear your voice of love.
我们的心也向你打开。
That our hearts will be opened.
愿你住在我的里面。
May you dwell upon within us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think 感恩节刚刚过去。
Thanksgiving just passed.
你会发现有些的家庭已经开始布置。
You will see that some families have already started other decorations.
他们在迎接另外一个节日。
They are preparing for another holiday.
就是圣诞节。
It is the Christmas.
世人在那样过一个节气又一个节气。
The world has a festival after another festival.
而我们住在美国。
We live in America.
神好像记着这些的节气在对世上的人说话。
Seems Lord talked to us through these festivals.
借着感恩节叫我们要做一个能够知恩感恩的人。
Through the Thanksgiving Day, we are taught that we need to be a man, thankful, grateful man.
借着圣诞节告诉我们那感恩的真正的原因。
And through Christmas, we'll know the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
若没有这一位主耶稣为我们降生，
We have this Lord Jesus came down for us.
我们又怎能懂得感恩呢？
If we don't know that, how can we know the true meaning of Thanksgiving?
所以这些的节期虽然好像很平常。
It is look normal, these festivals.
好像主在借着这些对我们说话。
It seems our Lord talked to us.
说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
God so loved the world that he gave his only son to us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So that whoever believes him shall not perish but have eternal life.
反得永生
have eternal life.
今天早上盼望能够思想到主耶稣的降生。
This morning we'll think about the birth of the Lord.
也说到主耶稣的降临
and his coming.
他第二次的降临
the second coming of Jesus.
我们再把刚才所读的一段圣经再念一下。
We'll read the verse again.
路加福音第二章
Luke chapter 2
我们从第十节读到十四节
We'll read from verse 10 to verse 14
我们同声一起来念啊，中英文一起念
We'll read Chinese and English together
那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督你们要看见
You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and laying in a manger Suddenly a great company of your heavenly host
从那天使赞美神说在至高之处荣耀归于神在地上平安归于他所喜悦的当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候
When our Lord came to the world for the first time
圣经给我们记载有一些的人在那边迎接他
It is recorded in the scripture there are a few people were waiting for him
我稍微把它提一下啊，像玛利亚
I will briefly mention here like Mary
夜市
like Joseph
牧羊人
like the shepherds
还有东方的博士
and the wise men from the east
还有伊丽莎伯撒加利亚
and Zachariah and Elizabeth
还有撒加利亚，还有西面，还有亚拿。
And Simeon and Anna.
当然还有一个施洗约翰。
And also the Baptist John.
这些人我们把它归在啊迎接主耶稣来的人。
These peoples were the people waiting for the Lord.
我们也看见一些拒绝主耶稣的人。
There's a group of people rejected the Lord.
像叙利王，像祭司长，像文士，像长老，甚至耶路撒冷城里面的人。
Like the King Herod, like the chief priests, like the teachers of the Lord, and like the elders and all Jerusalem.
我稍微把这些人的特征稍微说一下。
Let me tell a little bit about the character of these people.
玛利亚这位女子，她是个成全神永古旨意的人。
And Mary was a woman who perfect the eternal purpose of God.
约瑟是甘心接待玛利亚与耶稣的人。
Joseph was a man who are willing to receive Mary and Jesus.
牧羊人有大好的信息传给这些无心的人。
And the shepherds were the people that great news was preached upon, but they really don't care.
东方的博士们。
And the wise men from the east.
这是记载在马太福音第二章。
It is recorded in the second chapter of Matthew.
这个东方是多数的。
This word is actually the plural.
我们中文和英文啊都读不出来。
It cannot be really revealed in the both Chinese and English.
但是希腊文告诉我们说，那个东方的博士是，这个东方是多数的。
But in the original text, the Greek text, the word east is.
那这讲什么呢？就是说这些博士们是从东方而来。
They are really from east.
但是呢，他们是在东方不同的地方。
But in a lot of different places from east.
有点像我们说，我们从中国来。
Just like we said, we are from China.
但是我们中国就是东方之一。
China is among one of the east, eastern places.
但是我们又是东方不同的地方。
But we are really from different places.
所以这些东方的，所以我把它说成诸东方的博士们。
So they're from all places from the east.
他们是得到了一个启示，他们知道有一个救恩的君王要来，所以他们就成为一个有心千里来寻求主的人。
They had a revelation that the King of Salvation will come, so they came from far away to find him.
另外还有一个西面。
Another man was Simeon.
这一个人，当他见到主耶稣的时候
，When he saw Jesus,
他把主耶稣抱在怀里面。
He held it in his arms.
他说我的人生满足了。
He said, I'm satisfied.
这里是说到有一个那遇见主得着主他的人生满足的。
This is the one who met the Lord and received the Lord and were satisfied.
当然有些像叙利他们是反对拒绝。
But the others like King Herod rejected the Lord.
从圣经来看，这两班的人有一班，他们怎么样，就跟神连在一起。
From the scripture, we can saw that one group of people they're united with the Lord.
那有一班的人，他们的命运就相当的凄惨。
And the other group, their destiny were really bad.
那么今天我们想说，当耶稣基督降临的时候
，When Lord Jesus came down.
天使在那边报了一个大喜的信息。
There was a great good news preached by the angel.
他说这个信息是个喜乐的信息。
It is a good news.
这个信息是个大的。
It's a great news.
因为这个大到一个范围是为万民来预备的。
To a degree that it is for all the people.
所以这个信息对以色列人有关。
Not just for Jews.
对以色列之外的列国有关。
The beyond Jews.
这个达到一个地步，不是不仅是对当时代的人有关
，not just to that generation，
啊，对今天这个时代的人也有关
，but also to this generation。
所以这个信息是为着他们的
，the news was both for them。
那这个信息也是为着我们的
，and is for us。
啊，这个信息的内容是什么呢
？What's the content of this news？
他说，叫今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the city of David, a savior was born. It is the Lord Jesus.
说今天有一位婴孩诞生了。
There's a baby was born.
这一个婴孩是很特殊的婴孩。
A very special baby.
但是表面上看起来跟一般的婴孩都一样。
Looks like just same as other babies.
但是这个婴孩他就叫做救主。
But he is the Savior.
啊，这个婴孩叫做基督。
He is called the Christ.
这个婴孩叫做主。
He is called the Lord.
另外这里讲到他这个婴孩的三方面。
Brothers, these are the three atmospheres of this baby.
一方面，他是救主，他是个拯救者。
He is the Savior, the one who saved us.
啊，他是个基督，就是受膏者，他是个君王。
He is the Christ, the anointed one, the King.
说到他是主，他是一个主人。
He is the Lord.
这是天使所报的信息。
This is the message preached by the angels.
但是如果我们再从玛利亚、约瑟、伯士还有亚拿、西面他们来看
If we look on Mary, Joseph and Simeon and all the other peoples,
我们知道这一位的婴孩
We knew this baby.
他是神的儿子
Is the son of God.
他是外邦人的光
The light of Gentiles.
他是以色列的安慰者
The comforter of Israel
啊，他是一位拯救赎主
He is the Redeemer
再加上刚才领会的弟兄带我们念的圣经这个婴孩叫做以马内利
We just read the scripture that this baby is Emmanuel
就是说这个婴孩来了他要把神带到人的中间。
This baby came to bring God to man.
啊，他可以把神带给你。
Bring God to you and me.
啊，以赛亚书说，有一婴孩为我们而生。
The book of Isaiah said that a child was born for us.
啊，有一子赐给我们。
A son will be given to us.
那这个小婴孩他有一个名字。
He has a name.
他叫做奇妙测试
Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神永在的父
Almighty God and Eternal Father.
和平的君
And King of Peace.
弟兄姊妹这个婴孩诞生外表跟普通人一样。
The baby just looked the same as other babies.
但是当人来接触他的时候
So when we reached met him,
这一位的君王，这个婴孩对有人来说他是个君王。
But we would find that to someone he is a king.
这是好君王。
A good king.
他愿意来朝拜他。
And they would like to worship him.
对有人来说他是一个救赎主。
For some others he was The Redeemer.
他把我们从各样的艰难里面拯救出。
Saved us from all difficulties.
对有些人来说，他是个安慰者。
To some others, he was the comforter.
有些人落在极其的艰难的里面，需要安慰，但是不知在哪里可以得着安慰。
Sometimes when we were in great trouble, we don't know where to find the comfort.
但是这位婴孩。可以把安慰带给我们。
But this baby can bring comfort to us.
啊，这一位的婴孩，有人知道他是光。
Some know that this baby is the light.
他能够照明他的人生的方向。
To light the life of their life. So they will live in light. This is a great joyful news. When this baby came,
我们可以看见两件的事。
We can see two things.
第一是, 在至高之处, 荣耀归于神。
First is that glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于神所喜悦的。
And on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
这两句话,
These two phrases.
却看到说这一个婴孩的重要。
We can see the importance of this baby.
当我们看见这个婴孩的伟大和价值。
How great value of this baby.
弟兄姊妹, 当你来读这两节圣经的时候,
When we are reading these two verses,
你有没有想到一个婴孩的降生,
Have you thought the birth of a baby?
跟天连在一起。
It's related to the heaven.
这个婴孩的降生跟地连在一起。
The birth is related to the earth.
他说, 在至高之处, 就是在天上。
He says, in the highest, that's in heaven.
荣耀归于神。
Glory to God.
在地上,
on earth,
他把平安归给人。
Peace to man.
他把平安归给神所喜悦的主。
To the one whom God's favor rests.
这一位的救主耶稣,
this Savior Lord Jesus,
他来到地上,
He came to the world,
他要把天和地把它结连在一起,
to unite heaven and earth.
你知道为什么天和地要结在一起?
Do you know why the heaven and the earth should be united?
因为它原本就结连在一起,
because it was originally united together.
在伊甸园里面，我们看见神造了人的时候。
In the Garden of Eden, when God created men and women,
这一位天上的神来到地上,
Jehovah God, the God in heaven, came to the earth.
他跟人有一个和谐, 一个和好的相处。
He had a harmony with men.
他把荣耀给人类。
He shared his glory with men.
但是有一天, 这个关系断掉了。
But one day, this relationship was broken.
天和地是离得那么的遥远,
there was such a difference between heaven and the earth.
谁能够把这个天和地重新再结连在一起?
Who can reunite the heaven and the earth together?
没有人。
No one can.
当人离开了神以后,
when men were afraid, away from God,
就人犯了罪以后,
that when men sinned,
神给人的荣耀已经消失了。
The glory from God was away.
人就在劳苦汗流满面的过日子。
And man was in all kinds of trouble and heavy labor.
人也在黑暗中，在罪恶的里面，在痛苦的里面过日子。
And men were in darkness and bitterness.
照圣经所说的，人就没有了平安。
According to the scripture, then men lost their peace.
那现在耶稣来了。
Now Jesus came.
他降生了。
He was born.
天使透露一个大好的信息。
The angels told a great news.
也透露出神的心意。
The purpose of God.
他说，在至高之处，荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归给神所喜悦的。
On earth peace to men.
当人来接触到这个耶稣基督的时候,
when man met Jesus,
他说, 荣耀要发生。
There will be glory.
而且要把荣耀归给在天上的神。
And the glory will be unto the God in heaven.
而这个人得着了主耶稣以后,
and when this man have Jesus,
他里面有了平安,
there will be peace in him.
而且他也成了一个神所喜悦的人。
And he will be a man that God could use.
有罪的人神不喜悦。
God do not like the sinful man.
有罪的人也不能够来到神的面前。
They can't come to God.
除非他的罪得着了赦免。
Unless his sin.
除非他被神接纳了。
Unless he is accepted by God.
他才可以来到神的面前。
That he can come to the Lord.
而主耶稣为我们开了一条的路。
Our Lord Jesus opened a new way for us.
这条路可以把我们带回到神的面前。
To bring us back to God.
我想从牧羊人的身上我们看几个现象。
We'll see several points on the shepherds.
如果我们来读圣经，牧羊人啊，他们就在那边啊看守羊群。
And the shepherds, they are just taking care of the sheep.
他们在那边在人生的生活里面这样过日子。
It's their daily life.
他们很尽责。
They took their responsibilities.
但是呢，有一天有个大好的消息临到他们的身上。
But one day a great good news came upon them.
他们从来没有想过什么大好的信息。
They never thought of it.
但是这些牧羊人啊，很忠心的在那边生活。
But these shepherds were faithful to their responsibility.
他们也无心要来寻求神。
They were not intended to search seeking the Lord.
但是有一天，好消息传到他们的耳中。
But one day the good news came.
啊，这些人就改变了。
And they changed.
他说：“我们去看看。
They were willing to go and see.
我们去看看神天使所讲的话是不是真实的。
They said, let's see what happened if what the angels said was true.
原本无心的。
Originally, they were not intended.
现成了一个有心的。
But now, they were purposed.
他们就去寻找这个婴孩。
They went to see the baby.
但是从他们一去的时候，终于啊发现了那个婴孩。
But when they went there, they saw this baby.
他们得着了。
They had this baby.
所以他们就怎么样，充满了喜乐。
And they were full of joy.
第一，他们证实天使所讲的好信息是对的。
Because they found that what the angel said was true.
然后他们就去诉说。他们所看见的天使所传的这个好消息。
And they share the news to others.
他说听见的人都很惊讶，很稀奇。
And everybody who heard this news was greatly marveled.
那些牧羊人怎么样，他们就把荣耀归给神。
And the shepherds gave the glory to God.
当我读到这段牧羊的时候，我想，哎呀，我们很多的人也是没有心的。
When I read these verses, I saw that really a lot of us are just like the shepherds who are not originally intended to believe.
对于信耶稣根本不啊一点兴趣都没有。
We were really have no interest in God.
但是有人把主耶稣介绍给我们。
But somebody shared the news about Jesus to us.
开始的时候，哎呀，也不在意。
Originally, we didn't care.
但是慢慢的怎么样？哎，不妨去看看嘛，不妨去试一试吧，不妨去听一听嘛。
But later, we changed a little bit. We were willing to try a little bit, to hear a little more.
有人就去听了。
And some of us just came and to listen.
去读圣经了。
To read the scripture.
的话，他们就发现了怎么样？原来这位耶稣就是我的救主。
And some of us really found that Jesus is truly our Savior.
他们就得到了。
And they got it.
所以这个信息是为我们的。
So this news is for us.
特别圣经就叫做今天在大卫的城里为你施那一位救主。
Especially pay attention to the word today. The news is today.In the city of David, a Savior was born.
这边有两个字特别的宝贵。
There are two words especially important.
今天。
One is today.
如果你今天要，你就可以得着。
If you want it today, you will have it.
就像牧羊们，今天他们去找就得着了。
Just like the shepherds, they went to seek it that day and they find it the very particular day.
感谢神，今天是救恩的日子。
Thank the Lord, today is the day of salvation.
你可以得着。
And you can have it.
我们再看还有一般人叫东方，朱东方的博士们。
Let's look at the other group of people, the wise men from all places from east.
我觉得我们的神真好。
Our God is really so good.
他在很早的时候就告诉说主耶稣要来降生。
From a long time ago, he revealed that the Lord Jesus will come.
而他真的降生的时候，没有多少人在意。
When Jesus really came, nobody really cared.
所以他借着天使把这个消息告诉那些无心的牧羊。
So through the angels, the news was shared to the one who originally don't care.
这些牧羊人就是神的百姓。
These shepherds were the people of God.
但是神做了另外一件的事。
But God did another thing.
他把一颗心摆在天空中。
He put a star in the sky.
而在东方，在以色列伯利恒，很遥远的地方。
In a very far eastern places.
他们看不见救主的降生。
There's a group of people they cannot see the birth of the Savior.
但是他们却看见天上有一颗不寻常的星。
But they saw a normal star on the sky.
他说这样说的博士是指着会懂得天文学的那些人来说的。
Here the word the wise man referred to the group of people who know the astronomy.
他研究那些的天象的时候，
they studied the sky.
他们发现有一颗星出现。
They found that a star appeared.
这个星好特别。
A very special star.
他说他们从这个星的出现，他们知道说有一位的王降生。
And from that they knew a new king was born.
而且在东方不同的地方。
And they were from different places in the east.
这里有人在那边研究天象。
They studied.
那里有人在研究天象。
And from all different places.
另外一个地方又有人在那边研究。他们不约而同都发现说有一颗星是个君王之星。
And they all find there was a star, which is a star for a new king.
他们不是当作一个学问研究研究就完。
It was not just a study to them.
哇，圣经说什么？他们就要往东方，就从东方去找那一个君王。
And so they left their places and went here to find the Lord.
他们带着礼物。
And they brought gifts.
所以他们不远千里而来。
And traveled a very far distance.
所以我们看见有心来朝拜君王的博士。
And they were really intended to worship the new king.
但是他们走到耶路撒冷，他们迷失啊。
When they arrived,
他们找不到啊。
They got lost a little bit. They cannot find. So they asked someone else.
但是他们好像给他一个方向。
And they got some directions.
但是那天上，他们在东方看见的那颗星又出现。
But they saw the star appear to them. In the east, appeared to them again.
这颗心又把他引到主耶稣的跟前。
And the star led them to Jesus.
当这些博士们看见了那个婴孩。
When the wise men saw the baby.
原来君王是个婴孩。
Oh, really, the king was a baby.
原来这个君王是个小孩子。
The king was a young baby.
但是怎么样，他们谦卑在这孩子的面前。
But the wise men still humbled themselves.
他们在那边敬拜他。
And they worshiped him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你思想了，有一个小婴孩在那里，有个大人怎么样在那边朝拜他。
Just think of it. Just a baby was there, and a lot of adults just worshiped there.
他们把礼物献在他的面前。
And put gifts around him.
哦，这是一个一幅何等美的图画。
How beautiful the picture is.
失落的人来到神的面前。
Lost men come to God.
可以敬拜他，可以把最好的献给他。
To worship him and give the best of them to him.
当这些博士们得到了。
When these wise men had him.
他们就从别的路回去了。
They went back home in another route.
他们走一条新的道路。
They walk a new way.
这个道路是有主在他们的里面。
Which had the Lord in themselves.
有个君王在他们的心里。
A king in their hearts.
当我自己在思想这一段圣经的时候。
When I pondered on these verses.
特别是来到了美国。
Especially when I came to the U.S.
想到在这里有许多东方的人。
I saw a lot of people from East.
有日本人，有印度人，有韩国人，有中国人。
From Japan, from India, from Korea, and from China.
弟兄姊妹，当这些人来到这个国家。
Brothers and sisters, when these people came to this country.
岂不是正像当日那些的博士们吗？
Don't they like just like the wise men from East?
我们可以来到这个国家，至少是个有办法的。
If we could come to this country, it shows that we are kind of people which have our own way.
我们来到这个国家，也像那些牧羊人一样，无心来寻求神。
Just like the shepherds, we were not really intended.
为了生活在这边努力。
Just to make a living.
但是神不丢弃我们。
But God did not forsake us.
他借着福音传道给我们身上。
Through gospel that we can hear this good news.
至少这些东方人有心引导他们。
At least those wise men from East.We really want to worship him.
我们这些东方人是否也有一颗心在引导你来到主耶稣的跟前？
Are we really purpose to worship him also?
这心可能是你的家里面的，可能是你的朋友，可能是你的同事。
And maybe these peoples came from East. Maybe your friend, your family, or your co-workers.
也可能是一本福音圣经上的书，福音的书，一个见证的书，把你引到主耶稣的面前。
Maybe there's just a book that will lead you to the Lord.
当你来到主耶稣的跟前
，When you come to Jesus，
你肯不肯谦卑一下来
？Are you willing to humble yourself？
谦卑一面来说很容易。一面来说，相当的难。
It is easy to say the word humble, but hard to do it.
当我听到我们的曹弟兄在这里做见证的时候
，When I heard the testimony of a brother Chao,
要叫一个人谦卑下来，哇，何等的难
！It was so hard to have a man to humble himself.
但是神既然有心引导我们。
But since our God purposed to lead us,
他一定给我们一个恩典，可以叫我们谦卑下来。
He will give us grace that we can humble ourselves.
感谢神，我们的弟兄他谦卑他的自己。
Thank the Lord, our brother humbled himself.
他就可以得到这一位的救主。
And then he can have the Savior.
我们看到我们的姊妹，她都见证。
We heard the testimony of sisters also.
因为她生长在一个佛教的家庭。
Because she was born in a family of Buddhism faith.
她在拜很多的神。
And she worshipped a lot of foreign gods.
我很能够体会她的心情。
I could really understand her heart.
因为我是生长在农村，也是一个拜偶像的家庭。
Because I grew in the countryside, which is also a family worshipping foreign gods.
拜许许多多假神。
A lot of foreign gods.
但是当有一天福音临到我们身上的时候。
But one day when gospel came to me,
我们在这里有一个征战,
there was a fought.
开始的时候拒绝,
originally I rejected.
慢慢的时候是探讨,
but gradually I was willing to
discuss.
And then I felt that it was good.
但是想信,
I wanted to believe.
但是又怕,
but I was afraid.
但是有一天我们服下来的时候,
but one day I humbled myself.
有一天我的心相处打开来的时候,
I opened my heart to the Lord.
发现平安归给神所喜悦的,
I really found peace.
这个神所喜悦的人是个怎样的人?
I found peace for the one who got favored. What kind of people?
不是你做了多少的事,
it's not that you did a lot of things.
乃是我的心向他打开,
it is that I opened my heart to him.
乃是我愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的人,
it is that I received Jesus Christ as my Savior.
神把这样的一个机会给我们,
God gave us such a chance.
当我们信了他,
so that we can believe him.
神就把平安赐给我们,
and the peace will be upon us.
主耶稣说过, 世上有苦难, 在主里面有平安。
Lord Jesus said that there was sorrow in the world, but there is peace in me.
主所赐的平安是不能夺取,
nobody can tell, can take my peace away.
当我们看到我们的姊妹这样归向神的时候,
when we saw our sister when she came to the Lord,
正像圣经上所说的, 她把我们从撒旦都潜下, 怎么样拯救出来,
just like what the scripture says, that he saved us from the power of the darkness,
她把我们从黑暗的里面, 带向光明,
and brought us to the light.
他把人在神面前所失去的荣耀, 重新得回来,
he regained the glory that man lost.
神把尊荣放在信耶稣人的身上,
and give honor to the one who believed.
神称他们为神的儿女,
and he called them the children of God.
这是救恩, 这是大好的消息,
this is salvation, this is a great good news.
当人归向神的时候,
when men come to God,
人和神之间断掉的那一个关系, 借着耶稣基督重新联合在一起,
the broken relationship was fixed by Jesus,
叫我们成为神的儿女,
so that we can become children of God.
我们再看另外一个人叫做西面,
another man we can see is Simon.
很多人读这一段圣经后都觉得西面是一个老人家,
a lot of us thought that Simon was an old man.
但是读来读去, 好像读不出来他是个老人家,
but there's really no hint on scripture said that he is an old man.
不管他是年轻也好, 或是老人家也好, 总是,
no matter he was young or old,
总是有一个大人,
He was an adult.
但是这个人他活在地上有一个目标,
but he had a purpose when he lived.
有一个目的,
he had a goal.
那个目的就是说, 他就在等候那一位以色列的安慰者来到,
to wait the comfort of Israel.
他在等一位救赎主来到,
he was waiting for a savior.
但是他不知道这位救赎主是谁,
but he didn't know who he is.
但是有一天他到圣殿去的时候,
one day he went to the temple.
主耶稣的父母亲, 就是他的养父和他的母亲, 把主耶稣带到圣殿去献祭,
and Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple.
那么这一位西面看见了耶稣,
and Simeon saw Jesus,
看见了这一个小婴孩,
saw the baby.
他就伸过手把他接过来,
he held the baby in his arms,
把他抱在他的怀里,
in his bosom.
他讲了一句话,
he said,
他说主啊如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去死
He said Sovereign Lord As you have promised You now dismiss your servant in peace
他说我人生活到这个目的活到这个时候
I had this moment
我得到了我要得到
I had what I want
他说就是今天我离开我也满足了
I'm satisfied even I leave the world today.
耶稣基督来了。
Jesus Christ came.
他要来满足你的人生。
To satisfy your
life. 如果你真的得着他，你的人生满足了。
If you really had him, your life would be satisfied.
像西面把主耶稣抱在怀里面。
Just like Simeon held Jesus.
你可以说这是一个。小孩子跟大人抱在一起。
You can see that it is an adult holding a children.
应该是大人来照顾这一个小孩子。
Is it the adult caring for the
child? 但是当这个大人抱着这个小孩子的时候。
But when the adult held the baby.
他的人生里面得到真正的满足。
His life got a true satisfaction.
能拥有很多不一定满足。
We might have a lot, but still not satisfied.
但是在这里，他得到了耶稣，他满足了。
But Simeon, he had Jesus, and he satisfied.
而且不仅仅满足，当他抱着这个孩子的时候
，When he held this baby,
这里有一个人在地去跟天结连在一起。
There was a man who was on the earth but united with heaven.
他跟这位天上的神那样的和谐。
He had such a harmony with the God in heaven.
那样的紧密。
And so close to him.
深深的连在一起。
And united deeply.
只有这位从天而来的主。
Only the Lord who came from
heaven. 能够叫我们心灵里面得着。真正那个永远的满足
Only he can satisfy our heart
所以难怪有很多人信了耶稣以后
That's why after a lot of us who believed
常常听他们讲一句话说哎呀我后悔我信得太迟
They often said that I was really regretting that I believed too late
为什么
Why
因为当他信了主以后他的里面得到了满足
Because after he believed He was satisfied
我不知道在座的你们拥有了许多你的心满足吗
For us who sit here We have a lot But are you satisfied?
盼望今天为你而生的救主
May today The Savior who was born for you
如果能够满足你的心
May him satisfy your heart
你只要你愿意接受他
as long as you are willing to receive him
我想关于接待主耶稣的人我就停到这里
so I will stop here talking about the one who received Jesus
我下面我要提一件事主耶稣还要第二次再来
I want to also mention here the second coming of Jesus
主耶稣第一次来的时候我盼你能够问两个问题想两个问题
I want you to think about two questions to when our Lord
他跟世人的关系是什么
What's his relationship with the world
那么他是万能的救主
He is the savior of all
第二个问题是说他跟你我的关系是什么
The second question is What is his relationship with you
你接受他呢还是拒绝他
You receive it or reject receive him or reject him
你拒绝他你就得不着神给我们的荣耀
If you reject him you will not have the glory that our Lord prepared for us
你也得不着神赐给我们那个永远不能够夺去的平安
And you will not have the peace
不过你接纳他
If you receive him
你就有成为神所喜悦的人
You will become the one who would Who are favored by God.
成为神的儿女。
To become the children of God.
那同样的主耶稣还要第二次再来。
Our Lord will come for the second time.
我不知道多少神的儿女们对这件事知道不知道。
I don't know how many of us are really understand what this means.
我相信基督徒不知道。
I believe we all know that.
就像主耶稣第一次要来，以色列人他们也知道。
Just like when Lord Jesus came for the first time, the Jews knew about it.
但是主耶稣第一次再来，没有多少人在意。
But not much really cared when he came for the first time.
主耶稣第二次要再来。
When he will come for the second time.
我们知道，但我们在意吗？
We knew it, but do we care?
当我问我自己的时候，我觉得很惭愧。
When I asked myself, I
was 读圣经读到主耶稣要再来。
I knew Jesus will come.
不会很兴奋的。
I'm not really excited.
听到主耶稣要再来的那个信息的时候，
When I heard the message that our Lord will come again,
就好像被提醒说，是我应该怎么成为一个迎接主耶稣再来的人。
I was reminded, I should become the one prepared.
但是没有多久又忘记了。
But shortly, I forgot again.
像上个礼拜我们的姊妹在做见证的时候。
When our sister gave the testimony last week.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有听到一个声音。
Have you heard the voice?
他说，主快回来了。
Our Lord is really coming.
他说，主快回来了。
He is coming back.
主快回来了。
He is coming back.
弟兄姊妹们，当你听见这样的声音的时候，你里头有没有想，主啊，我知道你快回来了。
Is it really? Is your heart really touched?
我是不是要做一个迎接你回来的人？
Are you prepared to be the one?
我想玛利亚和约瑟实在是一个圣经上说是有福的女子。
Mary is truly blessed.
像玛利亚说的蒙大恩的女子。
Women found great favor.
为什么当主耶稣第一次来的时候，他预备好了心来接待他。
Because when Jesus came for the first time, she was prepared to receive him.
当医生知道玛利亚所怀的孕是神的儿子，是个救主的时候，他接待他。
When Joseph knew that the baby to be born,
他们把他们人生的放下都放在这个孩子的身上。
Joseph was willing to receive him. They put all their go of their lives to Jesus.
他们把他们真心摆在主耶稣的身上。
They put their faith in Jesus.
让主耶稣能够这样平安的、这样的安全的，怎么样来到这个人间
？So that Jesus could came to the world.
而主耶稣第二次要再来。
And for the second coming of Jesus.
我们有许多的事情要做。
We will have a lot of things to do.
但我盼望我们能够听见说他要来了。
I hope we can hear this voice. He is coming.
在我们的生活中做一个预备迎接他回来的。
So that we'll be prepared in our lives.
当主耶稣告诉他的门徒约翰说，
When Jesus told his disciple John,
他说我必快来。
I will come shortly.
而约翰在那边从心灵里面发出了一个呼喊。
There is a shout from the heart of
他在那喊着说：“主耶稣啊！”
He cried out.
他说：“主耶稣啊，愿你快来。”
May you come.
他有一个反应。
He had a reflection.
他在那样等待，在那盼望，
waiting,
迎接主耶稣的回来。
The coming of Jesus.
但愿圣灵把这个主要回来的声音。住在我们心的深处。
May the Holy Spirit reveal this thought that Jesus is coming.
让我们在地上的年日。
So that in the days when we are on the earth.
把我们的中心转移到主耶稣的身上。
Our life will be centered in Jesus.
让我们成为一个神所喜悦的人。
That we can become men who found favor in the Lord's
life. 我们得着了救恩。
We had the salvation.
我们蒙恩啊。
We had 但愿我们所蒙的恩能够越来越多。 May the grace that we have will there will be grace upon grace.
就像圣经说什么，从他恩上加恩。Just
like the scripture says, grace upon grace.
可以从他丰满的恩典里面来领受。From
the abundance of His grace, we all receive.
那我们也盼望能够活在这个地上的时候。
That's when we live on this earth.
能够成为一个荣耀神的人。
We can become a man who glorify our Lord.
让人能够从我们身上看见我们跟别人不一样。
So that through us that others will see that we are different.
只因为我们是信主耶稣的人。
Because we believe Jesus.
那也盼望我们的心常常在主的身上。
I hope that our hearts are always on our Lord.
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do a lot of things.
但是我的心在主那边。
But my heart belongs to the Lord.
愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace on us.
在这样这个主耶稣降生的这一段的时期。
In the season that Jesus was born.
我们会听见许多主耶稣降生的诗歌。
We'll hear a lot of hymns about His birth.
得着的人，我们带着感恩的心来谢谢主。
And if you really had the message, let us thank Him with a grateful heart.
如果你还没有得着,
if you haven't received Jesus,
我请求你,
I beg you.
请求你这个东方的，归在东方博士行列里面的人,
the wise men from East,
主把我们带到这个西方的地方来,
Lord, let us to the west.
让你听见大喜信息的,
so that we can hear this great good news.
但愿今天你可以得着他,
may today be the day that you will receive Him.
你可以拥有他,
to have Him.
另外一方面, 当我们听见这些诗歌的时候,
when we hear these hymns,
也盼望圣灵能够对我们说话,
may the Holy Spirit
祂还要第二次降临。The
Lord will come for the second time.
让我们成为一个等候迎接祂的人。Let
us be prepared.
感谢主。